Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, I just want to say once and for all, stop focusing on your goals. Say what? Yeah, you heard that right. Stop focusing on your goals. You see, if you spend too much time focusing on your goals, you're going to have trouble reaching them. Now, I realize that sounds counterintuitive, but please stick with me, okay? Now, goals are great, and they're a necessary part of your journey to a sexy life in your sexy body. We all need to establish our goals, be as specific as possible, and know what expectations we're setting for ourselves. And what's more, we each need a vision for our own lives that will help steer our goals and decisions in the right direction. Now, in order to set the best, most fulfilling goals for ourselves, we also need to have the willingness and desire to know ourselves more fully and learn what core desires are actually driving us to put the time and effort into achieving the goals we set. Without a vision, we perish. And without the right goals, our vision is unrealized. Now, as you can see, goals are pretty rad. They're pretty great. They're awesome. So what's the trouble with focusing on goals? Well, in short, we have no control over the outcome. We like to think we do, but really, we don't. Sorry to burst your bubble. You see, I can plant a seed and water it, make sure it has enough sunlight, gets oxygen, doesn't get pecked away by birds, etc., etc. But I have no control, zero, none, over what moment it's actually going to be ready to sprout and turn into a beautiful flower. Even if I kind of know what range of days it typically takes, I ultimately have no control. Well, dang, you might be thinking, that just kind of sucks. Here I am getting out of my comfort zone and actually setting goals, and you're telling me I have no control over what's going to happen? Right. Yes. But check this out. You do have incredible power when you begin to focus on one particular thing. The thing is your actions. As you take on new ways of thinking and try to establish healthier habits, focus on actions, not goals. We can only really take responsibility for what we can control, our daily actions. So back to my flower metaphor. Now see, if I'm faithful in what I know I should be doing, will that seed eventually turn into a flower? Most likely, unless it turns out that it was a carrot seed all along, but that's a story for another day. The point is, as long as I am doing my part daily, worrying about the outcome is really none of my business. In the end, it's not even about the outcome. It's about a feeling, isn't it? Now, how will you feel when you lose the weight? How will you feel when that cute dress fits just right? How will you feel when you buy that new car? Answers like confident and successful are a good start, but I encourage you to get even more specific. And even more importantly, check this out. Don't wait until you reach that goal to participate, to allow yourself to participate in those feelings. So focus on taking the necessary daily actions. Focus on the now. Live in the present and enjoy the journey. And consider rewarding yourself after X amount of times that you get up early to work out, or X amount of times that you actually, you know, eat vegetables, as opposed to after you lose like at a certain amount of weight. So create excitement and anticipation around your new routine. And finally, let me know how this mind shift works for you by emailing me at lucy@5minutestosexy.com. And check the show notes in this episode for the spelling on everything to make sure it gets to me, okay? Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.